Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have been asking the question this week of ourselves, can I really be content? And with all that's going on in our country, our world, with this COVID-19, social unrest, it's been a challenging season. There's no denying that. Yet as followers of Jesus, we've been camping out in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, that we can be like Paul and be learn to be content with whatever we have. He went on to say in that passage of scripture, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret to living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with plenty or with little material possessions. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And, you know, Paul was a guy that used to kill Christians and persecute them, and then had a life-changing experience where God blinded him for a while, and then he restored his sight, and Paul was never the same. And I think yet if we're honest, some of us as followers of Jesus, we've gotten a little blinded during this pandemic to think, is God really on the throne? And friends, I want to tell you very emphatically today, God is still on the throne. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, which means in the future. But today he is there with you. The Bible promises that God will never leave us or forsake us. You can have hope today that Jesus is with you. And we've been answering that question, can I really be content like Paul? And we started yesterday and finished up the first of three ways that I want to help you be able to be content like Paul. The first one, it just starts with your daily mindset choice first thing in the morning. It's a daily mindset choice, but you may have to renew it mid-morning, lunchtime, afternoon. You start to get tired and fatigued, evenings on your way home from work, at night before you go to bed. And Paul was such a great witness because in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 27, which he wrote before he did the passage in Philippians, the letter he wrote, it's amazing what he went through and could still talk about contentment later on in Philippians, because he says, I have worked harder. I've been put in prison more often. I've been whipped times without number and faced death again and again. Five different times, the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes, which, friends, we talked about this yesterday, that the reason they stopped at 39 was they realized that when they went over that, people were dying, so they stopped at 39 lashes, so the person could still be alive, but they would suffer greatly from the wounds from those 39 lashes of being whipped. He goes on, Paul, to say, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. We're not talking about marijuana, smoking left-handed cigarettes, okay? We're talking about he was stoned with rocks, all right? Have a little humor here today on Hope Is Here. Can't believe I even have to clarify that, but in the country or the stage of life that we're living in now, do want to make sure that we know that was not for medicinal purposes. This was being stoned with rocks to hurt and kill, possibly. Miraculously, Paul survived that. But he went on to say, three times he was shipwrecked. Once he spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. He said, I've traveled on many long journeys. I've faced danger from rivers and from robbers, from snakes. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. You know, I want to ask you right now, have you ever faced danger from your own people? I mean, we have, haven't we? Our own family members. So nobody can hurt us like family, can they? And yet I want to let you know that Jesus understands, and Paul, one of his greatest followers and one of the people that helped build the church the most and whose shoulders we stand on over 2,000 years later, that he went through this too. So we shouldn't feel like, you know, God's abandoning us or God doesn't care about what's going on with us, because followers of Jesus have been going through rough times and challenging seasons for over 2,000 years. So we can't buy into the thing that we should be immune from that. The hope that we have, just like Paul, is that because of Jesus, we can get through whatever circumstances we are going through, and then we can still be content. And that we can still have joy in our life, even though things may not be going well in our life. He went on to say, I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. and I have faced danger from people who claim to be believers but are not. Friends, I know this is a word for somebody right now listening, whether it's live on the radio or through the podcast. Okay? Paul says, and I have faced danger from people who claim to be believers but are not. Well, that's code today for from people that are church members, people I go to church with that I thought loved Jesus, thought loved me, and I've gotten hurt by them. So did Paul over 2,000 years ago. And even though it is painful and it hurts, it doesn't mean you've got to give up on God or you have to give up on the church. I ran into a guy recently, and it was actually up in Frankfurt, and he said to him, he's like, man, you look familiar. And I kind of looked at him, and I didn't really totally recognize him. I thought, I'm trying to think, where do we know each other from? So I don't know. I just was kind of thinking about it, and I think maybe it was the Holy Spirit. I just said, well, where do you go to church? He said, well, I used to go to Northeast Christian, but, you know, when they had that situation that happened 10 years ago, he said, I haven't been back to church since. I was like, really? He said, yeah. I said, wow, man, I'm sorry to hear it. There's a lot of great churches here in Frankfurt, and this guy was retired now. And I said, man, I really want to encourage you to get back involved in church. And don't let, you know, what a bad experience at one church keep you from attending another church. And friends, we do that because sometimes we put our identity, our hope, our faith in individuals, or you know, whether it could be a pastor, a worship leader, a Sunday school teacher, you know, a volunteer, it doesn't matter. And yet people are human. They make mistakes, and we all get in our flesh at times. And, you know, the Bible says God disciplines those he loves, and he will, and he'll do that. But it's no reason for us to quit attending a church or to give up on God. And for some of you listening today, maybe you've done that. Man, I want to encourage you to get re-involved. I may be making up a word. I don't know if that's true. That's an accurate word. But to get involved again, to attend church again, to re-engage, okay? To re-engage. And you know what? You might get hurt again, but you know what? Jesus knows what it's like to be hurt. Paul shares he knows what it's like to be hurt. But you will be blessed. And right now, during this time of social isolation, obviously be careful, wear your mask, but go to church and attend, practice social distancing, but be a part of the body of Christ. Jesus wants to speak to you on Sunday mornings. Be there, show up, and be blessed. But don't let a bad experience at a church, whether it's because of somebody on staff or one of the volunteers or just another friend or a member of the church, keep you from being strong in your faith and being a regular attender and a part of a local church. Paul goes on to say, I've worked hard and long, and during many sleepless nights, I have been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. But friends, right now, that's hard for us to think about shivering in cold because of the hot temperatures we have in August. And but, you know, the fact of the matter is that, friends, Paul's saying, I've been through everything, things that have got me discouraged, but I've still trusted God. And then he went on later to write in Philippians about how he had learned to be content with whatever he had had, whether he had everything or almost nothing, whether he had a full stomach or an empty stomach. And I want to remind you and encourage you that you can be content because of Jesus in your life. I like this quote by Joyce Meyer. It says, whatever we focus on, we become. Whatever we put our energies or our attention on, those things will develop in our lives. Where the mind goes, the body will follow. And that's from one of my favorite books that she wrote called Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. I read it about 20 years ago, and I think a couple years ago they actually kind of updated it, sold over 1 million copies and more stories that had played out in her ministry. And I really want to encourage you, if you've never read that book or maybe you read it a long time ago like me, to get an updated version and read Battlefield of the Mind. It'll help you learn to be content, There'll be humor in it. You'll laugh. You'll cry because you'll hear some just gut-wrenching stories of Joyce and people she shares about their life stories in the book. And yet there'll be hope because there's always victory because of Jesus. And one thing that I know, friends, in doing this for 19 years now, ministry both full-time and bivocationally, I didn't get involved in ministry till later in life, late in my 30s, that everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story where they've been hurt, they've been wounded, they've been mistreated, they've been disrespected. And yet, you can become bitter or better through those situations, but you can't be both. We'll say it again. When life gets really hard and it gets unfair, you can either become bitter or become better, but you can't be both. And that is part of being content, is that you've got to learn to be able to do that and focus on things that will be healthy, forgiveness, okay? Moving forward, forgiving that person and then telling God that you want to forgive them and standing on that decision and not relying on your feelings. The second thing that can help us learn to be content like Paul is we got to stop playing the compare game. I believe I talked about that yesterday a little bit, but I want to just remind you again that, friends, if you're going to be content, you cannot play the compare game. And yet the Bible knew that we'd struggle with this at times. So 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, "Godliness with content is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." Isn't that good? I want to say it one more time to you. Godliness with content is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. And friends, I think pretty much everybody listening today should have food and clothing. If you don't, contact us at Hope Is Here. I mean, we had Feed Our Neighbor, a new ministry got started early on in COVID where they make healthy food, soups and breads and eggs and that are available to get pickup in Lexington at Southland Christian on Richmond Road. I think it's on Thursdays or Wednesdays. I may be wrong. And then on Saturdays at a location in Versailles, I think it's the Journey Church. But if you go to Feed Our Neighbor, we had Denise and Sylvia Lovely on our program a few weeks ago. And just God will, He will provide for you. He wants to. He loves doing that. It's called Feed Our Neighbor, and you ought to check that out. You just have to let them know in advance because they make it fresh. Or some of the great chefs in our local community that do that. So I want to encourage you to check out Feed Our Neighbor, and that they will help provide that so you can be content. And I close out with a humorous quote by my hero Wayne Smith. He says, "I've done a lot of funerals, but I've never done one with a U-Haul behind the hearse. You can't take it with you." So friends, I hope this has helped you a little bit about being content. God wants you to be content. He loves to bless you, but I really believe when you become content and trust God with where you're at, that He opens the door for more blessings. We're out of time today, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow and invite a friend to join us on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.